It's May. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman.
We're in a park in Louisville. It's one of dozens of great horned owl nesting sites in the foothills and mountains of Boulder County. We don't reveal exact locations because, of course, we don't want crowds of people coming to disturb the owls.
Don't see anything yet, but it's a lovely evening after that wonderful storm that we got. Nice moon and nice and cool and a little bit damp on the ground. We're going to walk over to where the nest tree is. They've left it, but it's a wonderful tree to look at. It's a nice, gnarled old cottonwood snag.
Great horned owls are human associates. They've learned to live around people. They nest on building ledges. They eat our mice. They eat our cats. They eat whatever we might offer them. If you walk around in Boulder County on the plains, you'll eventually see great horned owls. Should we do the hoot?
You do the hoot.
Well, the male is usually just four notes. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. That's the male. The female's a little more artistic. Woo-hoo-hoo,
recently, I heard a male that had sort of a hiccup. Every time he hooted, he had this little woo-hoo-hoo, woo-hoo-hoo.
Maybe a one-year-old. You know, the one-year-olds, the juveniles in the summer, they go woo-hoo-hoo, woo-hoo-hoo.
The wonderful thing is when you hear the males and the females duetting, and they go back and forth and back and forth, and it's just beautiful. Oh, I see an owl. I'm not sure whether it's a young one or an adult. It's about halfway up in that willow.
Yep. Big ear tufts. They stand about 18 inches high.
Oh, yes. There's another one to the right.
Looks pretty big. The females are quite a bit bigger than the males.
And when she does that call, you can see that little bib under her throat sort of puff out a little bit more, too.
So you see a smaller owl to the right and lower down?
Oh, yeah, it just flew in. Or wait, that's a hawk. I suspect it's not a friendly get-together. Oop, just flew in front of him.
The hawk is less than half the size of the great horned owl. So the hawk is concerned about the great horned owl raiding its nest. Cooper's hawk, or woodland hawk, right?
Cooper's would make sense.
Excuse me, I can't use possessives to describe birds. The other name for it is woodland hawk. Yeah, it definitely is a woodland hawk.
Steve calls them woodland hawks, but your books will probably call it a Cooper's hawk.
But they are going to change that name. American Ornithologists Union agrees with me that it's inappropriate to name birds out of people who stuffed them or collected them. So it will happen.
Most people will be using field guides that call it a Cooper's hawk.
Yeah.
So that's a reason to at least let them know.
Well, I did just let them know.
Yeah. Oh, and it's leaving now. The Cooper's hawk just left. Ooh, a crow's going to harass it, too, because owls will take almost anything, including baby birds. Owls are not beloved by other birds, with reason.
I think that is the female.
I thought it was.
Because she is a little higher pitched. Mm-hmm. The male's more hoo-hoo, you know, down there. And she does have five notes instead of four.
Yeah.
So she's going, hoo-hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo, yeah.
I'd say that crow is upset, but it's leaving now. It did its duty. It fussed. Yeah, this is thrilling. I'm so glad it's worked out.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones are friends and Boulder naturalists.